I would say in what we see on like TV and movies, I would say no. But there have been people who have tried to emulate the lifestyle of a vampire. Like they've actually gone ahead and, you know, sharpened their teeth and tried to drink blood and things like that. They're involved with like the demonic, occult, demonic activities and things like that. And so to try and emulate the lifestyle of an actual vampire, I mean, like, it's actually sick. It really is. I mean, like, what does Paul say to do? Ephesians 6:12-13a, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. Mm-hmm. And this is what we need to do to make sure that when we hear of things like this, we are ready to stand firm in our faith so that we're not overtaken by the enemy. You know, we're standing our ground. We're standing firm. Mm. We're using the word of God, which is one offensive weapon that Paul describes in that same chapter. And we're using prayer, which is the other offensive weapon that we have, that Satan trembles when he hears us pray.
I think there could be such confusion when it comes to this topic. Either people completely saying, no, I don't want to deal with it at all, it's fake, blah, blah, blah. Or I don't even want to acknowledge it because then maybe the enemy will leave me alone somehow.
Yep.
Which is obviously a lie. Or the other end of the spectrum where it's just people focus on it and almost like magnify in their own mind things of the enemy. So what would you say to someone? Because we don't want to be ignorant, but we also don't want to be in areas and researching things that we shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, like even the passage that I read from Ephesians 6 talks about how there's four distinct classes that the enemy uses there. So basically, get to know just the basics of what the enemy is doing, how well organized the enemy is. But to go in depth into it, you have to make sure your faith is going to be able to be strong enough to handle, you know, what you might find.
Yeah, but also that God's guiding it ultimately, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, you're not just going into it, looking into it because, oh, this is cool, maybe I should just go ahead and find out more. It's more about you just want to know where the enemy's coming from, praying about how you can defeat the enemy.